I came to see. Just kind of, you know, he played like the one song I knew, and I was like, cool, yeah, Snoop Dogg, woo.
Gin and Juice, or what? What was it?
It was oh my god. No, I don't know. I feel like I'd get roasted for not knowing the name of it. It's like, I don't know.
Next episode?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was just luckily, I feel like people listening to this radio show at 4 a.m. might not be so passionate about Snoop Dogg that they won't roast me for not knowing the name of that one.
But I honestly have no idea who's listening, though, but this topic kind of just reminds me about something else that's pretty funny, and it's the amount of concerts me and you went to with my father when we were like 12 to 14, and how every time we went to these concerts, we'd end up in the back somehow. Like, we went to Deadmau5, I remember, and we waited outside all day for 6 hours. We get to the front row, and then my dad was scared we were gonna get crushed, so we ended up in the top level in the balcony after being the front row. And I'm pretty sure it's happened more than once. There was another time he took us and we left the show early and missed the best song of the night. Like, it was the encore, and he's like, no, we gotta miss traffic.
That was also the same show. I remember he was playing Strobe, which was my favorite song at the time, and your dad's like, all right, we gotta get to the car. And me and you, we were just like, but what? And we couldn't complain because we were super grateful he took us to the show, but like, damn.
He got mad I took Subway cookies off a stranger on the street, but if a stranger ever offers you Subway cookies on the street, take the Subway cookies. They're always delicious.
Always fresh.
Yeah. Even if they're fresh off of a stranger on the street. Fresh.
Chris, before we get back into the music, I might as well ask you, you remember any funny concert experiences from when you were young?
Yeah, actually, related somewhat to like being at the front and then like going all the way to the back, and tying back to what I was thinking about Lollapalooza. One of my first Lollapaloozas, I think I was 14. And I was just with my brother because I didn't really know anybody else that was going. My brother's 3 years older than me, and he really loves Run the Jewels. And so he like dragged me with his group of friends to the Run the Jewels set, which I'm grateful for now because that was good exposure, but I didn't know them. And he had been downing vodka. I had not. It was hot. He hadn't drunk enough water. As you can see where this is going, he ended up passing out, and we were really close to the front. We were probably like four rows back. And yeah, he passed out, and I lost track of his other friends, who I didn't even really know that well to begin with. And I found myself alone in a crowd watching my brother being like crowd surfed over the front barricade. Onto the stage, or not onto the stage, but like into that little space before the stage. And then like 20 minutes later, after being like thrown, you know, kind of bounced out of a mosh pit backwards, I see him like stage right in the VIP section, just drinking a bottle of water and like smiling with like a very, very pale face. And I was just like alone in this crowd, not knowing any music that was going on.
Moral of the story, if you're at a festival this weekend, if you're at Lollapalooza, if you're listening to us in Chicago, stay hydrated, drink your water, make sure you eat your lunch, you got a nice full tummy. And
look out for your younger brother. Don't leave your younger brother in the middle of the crowd, especially when he doesn't know any music.
Amen.
Yeah, look out for your brother. Anyways, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's currently about 5:05 in the morning. It's William Shatner's Whisk Tears here. Let's get back into the music. You're about to hear Abbassy Junction by Afro jazz group from London, Kokoroko. Let's get into it.
UT 90.3 FM. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Teddy, that don't mean
CKT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at about 5:36 in the morning. I feel like this backing track is a bit too sad. I put on a sad one because I expected to have sad conversations, but I'm going to put on a happier one now. Just give me a second. All right. I put a happier backing track on. It's CKT 90.3 FM. And, feeling good, feeling happy. We're back from the music, and we got another guest in this room. Who do we got on the right of me right now?
Hello, darkness. My name's Ricky. Hope everybody's doing all right out there. No, shit's tough. We're just sending out good vibes, happy energy. Happy to be here.
Good vibes received, Ricky. Thank you.
It's really good to have you here, Ricky. Ricky's been on this show before. Those of you who are actually listening to this conversation and can turn off your radios because you hear us talking at this point. Ricky has been on this show before, and he was on a really good episode, actually, one of our favorites. It was a fun night. We were a bit loose, feeling very loose, and my friend Jackson played... He played his harmonica, and we had a homie from Chicago who played the guitar. He sang Texas Flood, and we also met our friend Yabuno that night. So Ricky, it's really good to have you back on Whiskey Tears. How does it feel to be back on the radio after a night like that, you know? Does this compare?
Well, listen, I don't want to compare two nights. No night's the same, but... at the end of the day, listen, I'm happy to be here. Fond memories have been made in the past, and I look forward to making many, many more.
Yeah, thank you, Ricky. Well put. Very, very well put. Chris wasn't there for that show. Hey, Chris, you missed that episode.
No, and this is my first time meeting Ricky, but...
You've never met Ricky?
No, but I can immediately tell you're a very wise man. That is some deep wisdom that sits deep in my heart. No night is the same.
No night is the same. Ricky asked to not speak much tonight, but I have to ask him for some of his wise words. I'm not going to ask you the questions I had to ask you before, but I just need to hear a bit more of your wisdom tonight, because you've already put so much... out there, and you've really left your mark on this show, and you've made me feel a certain way where I need to hear more wisdom. So Ricky, the mic is yours to say whatever you want right now. Here you go, bud.
I'll just say the reason I didn't want to speak today was because I had a really long shift at work. I made a lot of coffee. I'm a bit tired, but my spirits are still high. I didn't really come prepared with too much wisdom.
Ricky, can I ask?
Maybe Chris can help me out a little bit.
I used to be a barista for a brief moment, but what's your go-to drink? Like, I knew some people when I was a barista, other baristas who did not drink caffeine, and that blew my mind. So maybe you're that, but what's your drink to get caffeinated? Like, what gets you through your shift?
Like, I don't drink a ton of coffee. I can get through with just one, but I'm definitely an oat latte man.
Nice.
What about you?
Do you go alternative cream, or are you you're a dairy, Quebec dairy guy?
No, oat milk. All
nice.
Oat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan of oat.
Yeah. It's the best. It's got to be milk's biggest rival.
Like, here we're really big with the cold brews, you know? And I just kind of became a sucker for that. I don't know. Like, a good old cold brew is... That gets me. I chug that shit. Like, I just developed that ability to slam them back like beers.
Dangerous. I gotta say, though, Ricky's being humble here. He's also, I've seen him drink straight espressos. So he's a man of good taste. If you're drinking the straight espresso off the little saucer, you know, fingers around the little no sugar, like, you know, he says oat latte, but he's an espresso guy too, which that's
tickles, class. You know? That's just class.
It's class, and it's something I can't do myself. So I respect that.
There are many sides to me that a lot of people don't know about. And that's definitely something that I look forward to revealing slowly on the air if I get more chances to be here.
Ricky, you've always got the chance to be here. You're always welcome on the Whiskey Tears. You are my neighbor after all. And I'd hope to hear some more of your wisdom on shoved right in our listeners' ears. I think they deserve it because you have good wisdom to impart on all of us. Yeah, of course, Ricky, of course, certainly. I don't have much to say at this point in time. I feel like Ricky has kind of left me in awe as he's just showed up and... Oh yeah, shout out to Bruno. Ricky wanted to give a nice shout out to Bruno. That's a good thing we could do. Shout out to you, Bruno, if you're listening. Hope you're having
energy of flow.
Night, energy flow. If you're listening to me right now, yeah, he knows you, Bruno. If you're listening right now, please send me a message tonight. We're gonna have you on the show next week. If you message me. Because I'm depending on you. Ricky, you got anything to say to Ibuno? It's crazy because Ibuno, those of you who don't know, is a listener of this show. He's listened to us since day one that we started this show. And super cool dude, big reggae man. And Ricky now, although met him the same night that I did, knows him on a very deep level and sees him a lot more often than I do. So Ricky, I'll let you say whatever you got to say to Ibuno right now, and then we could get back into music. You'll tell our listeners what time it is, what station they're listening to. I'm going to tell you, don't worry. So, Ricky, here it is. Take it away. And
Ricky's doing a lot of time.
Here it goes.
So just say to Ibuno, specifically tonight, Ibuno, we love you, but please don't bang on the glass when I'm serving people. It's rude. It's disrespectful. I love your energy, but fuck, man. You need to calm down. We love you nonetheless. You're always welcome here. And if you are listening, then please call. We'd love to talk to you and love to check in. Make sure you're doing okay. The time is 5:44. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
You're about to hear a little bit of some of my favorites these days. Here's some Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra, Lady Bird. Stay tuned. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Go ahead and see if I care.
When
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. They'll laugh at you in Jackson.
I doubt it.
And I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you around that town like a scarlet hound, with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go to Jackson,
talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. Go to Jackson, and that's a natural fact. We're gone to Jackson, ain't ever coming back. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out.
Wrap you in my world.
Oscar. Yeah, this is Oscar Peterson, George on my mind. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whisketeers here at about 5:54 in the morning with 6 minutes left in our show. Ricky had a quick comment on the song that's our backing track, so let's hear what he's got to say real quick.
Good old Montreal boy on the piano, Mr. Oscar Peterson. I recognize the song, and I asked if it was Oscar, and I was right. I know my shit.
Yeah, Oscar is probably one of the best things to happen out of Montreal. I've used him quite a bit for backing tracks lately. One, because he's from Montreal. Two, because he has very smooth jazz to talk over. And three, it's good to fill our show with Canadian content, as we're mandated to do so at CKUT 90.3 FM. Chris, you had something to say?
This is Canadian content.
One moment, Chris. We can't really hear you at this moment. Speak again.
This is Canadian content.
This is Canadian content. Anyways, oh wow, Lucas, with the... See, if I could describe this to our listeners right now, we have a microphone stand in my apartment that is used to hold the microphone, but I'm currently holding the microphone in my hand, and my friend Lucas over here put his wine glass in the microphone stand, and it fits perfectly. I wish if I could show a picture of this, I would. If you want a picture of it, message me on Instagram at ZEEEKIF, and I'll send you a picture of this. Please feel free to message me. Anyways, we're at the end of our show. I might as well pass the mic around so everyone could say their quick goodbyes, because we have about 1 minute to do so. Starting with Lucas, and we're going to end with Chris.
Goodbye to everyone on the airwaves. I'd like to shout out my own radio show real quick. If you ever want some janky club music, Club Goop on Antennas, that's n10.as. Check it out. And Service de Garde on bet.fm for some more techno stuff. But thank you guys for listening. It's been a great night here. Ricky and Zach, you know, original duo. And good night.
Chris. I'm happy I made it here, guys, tonight. I just want to say thank you to everybody for having me, and I hope everybody has a beautiful night. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Ricky. It's really great to have you. Ricky and Zach stay off for life. Me and Ricky skipped high school once and said it was Ricky and Zach's day off. Yeah, Ricky's also one of my oldest friends. He's about 85. Lucas is 81. Anyways,
who's
thanks.
Diapers? Who's not?
Thanks for listening to us tonight on William Shatner's Whisketeers. I'm going to pass the mic over to Chris to close us off here at about 5:57 in the morning, and he's going to tell us what we're listening to in the next 15 seconds.
It's 5:57 in the morning. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Concours Gagner à être vacciné, votre vaccination contre la COVID-19 pourrait vous rapporter gros. Chaque vendredi doux, un lot de 150 000 $ et deux bourses d'études de 10 000 $ sont à gagner. Et le 3 septembre, 16 bourses d'études de 20 000 $ et un gros lot d'un million de $ seront tirés parmi les doubles vaccinés. Inscrivez-vous dès maintenant au concours Gagner à être vacciné au québec.ca/concours-vaccination. Plus vite vous êtes vacciné, plus vite vous pouvez participer. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Morning to you, beautiful souls. Happy